AP News, I'm Tim McGuire.
This is how I'm going to die.
Harrowing testimony before a select House committee by four police officers who tried to stop the pro-Trump mob storming the Capitol January 6th.
I was electrocuted again and again and again with a taser.
But on January 6th, for the first time, I was more afraid to work at the Capitol than my entire deployment to Iraq.
Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilina Gannell telling the committee,
there's a continuous shocking attempt to ignore or try to destroy the truth of what truly happened that day.
Washington, D.C. Officer Harry Dunn says the committee has to find whoever was behind the mob.
If a hitman is hired and he kills somebody, the hitman goes to jail. But not only does the hitman go to jail, but the person who hired them does.
Congressional Republicans have downplayed the insurrection. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changes its coronavirus mask guidance.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says scientists have new information about the ability of the Delta variant to spread among vaccinated people. So mask guidance is changing.
In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others.
Schools are also included in that mask recommendation. With an average of more than 57,000 cases a day, the latest surge is mostly affecting the unvaccinated.
With the Delta variant, vaccinating more Americans now is more urgent than ever.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Nevada and Oregon altering their mask recommendations, and Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is looking at calling the legislature into special session to revamp its prohibition of masks in schools. This is AP News. Two Aurora, Colorado police officers have been arrested after body cam footage shows one beating a suspect with his pistol and the other not taking action to stop him. Police Chief Vanessa Wilson.
This is not the Aurora Police Department. This was criminal.
Officer John Hobart is seen in the video using his pistol to beat a man he was trying to take into custody, choking him and threatening to kill him. He faces assault and other charges. Officer Francine Martinez is accused of not intervening to try to stop Hobart. Simone Biles says stress, not an injury, kept her out of the team gymnastics final in Tokyo.
I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
The Russians won gold, the U.S. silver. Biles is scheduled to defend her Olympic title in the all-around Thursday. She says she'll decide later whether to continue competing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.